Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mike and David, they've done a great job.
Great journalists, great reporters.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 6-7 to the score. I want to thank... Well, we want to thank everyone for calling, texting, and emailing.
Most of all, thank you for listening.
All the wonderful ways you've contributed, and thanks especially for that. Thanks to Dustin.
You know, Dustin, I got to give a shout-out to Dustin. Touch him all for earlier. He was tremendous.
He is always tremendous.
He was tremendous today.
And Kev Ball, thank you.
Kevin, you can do this.
You can't do it, Kevin. Don't even try. And Ray, bless you, Ray.
Ray!
Come on.
All right. Well, we love Ray. And now we welcome in both Dan Bernstein and Connor McKnight.
Come on.
No, not one or the other.
Morning, guys.
We welcome both of you.
Hi, guys.
Are you bending over a little?
How are we doing?
No, he's trying to get to the mic level.
Find
Why don't you sit down?
Because that chair only has like the... That's the one with the one arm rest and the half a wheel. I think that's...
That's all the chairs.
So what's really no way for
you? You can't use the special Mully chair.
This in and out. But
oh, yeah, I know. We're not allowed to even look at it or touch it or discuss it.
You know what, though? Since we're going a little longer today, I'm going to break into the office once Lawrence's show starts. I'm going to steal the chair.
Oh,
well, longer because today because Lawrence is gone, right?
Yeah, Lawrence is on vacation. I guess he's like Greece and then something. He's got a big old...
Greece is the word.
I don't know. I wasn't really listening.
You heard. It's got a listening feeling.
He said mountains and stuff.
Does he have a pipe?
Arizona?
No. Yeah, it's probably.
Okay. Yeah, he's not going to Greece.
Whatever it is.
Smoking a pipe.
It's a whole thing. I don't know that he's a pipe guy.
No, he's an ascot guy.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Yeah, he is. Well,
it's the
London
theme.
He was wearing an ascot, right?
Okay. Yeah, it's an educated look is what it is. I mean,
elementary, my dear Daniel.
Yes, indeed.
I enjoyed the David Sampson conversation. He's a really good talker.
Yeah, he is.
And I thought the most interesting things, I mean, I don't find the Jerry Reinsdorf stuff, just me, particularly interesting or newsworthy. But the
18 years ago comment?
It's just whatever. The Joe Girardi stuff was bang on. Absolutely perfect.
Well, that was his experience.
Yes, that's what he does.
They fired him after one season.
Because he wouldn't listen to anybody.
It's not a good organization. Well, sure, but he was also manager of the year in that year. It's not the Marlins weren't a well-run organization.
No. Yeah, but baseball has come in a completely different direction since
then.
Are
you bending your knees or are you on your knees?
No, I'm kind of doing
I'm just trying to decide.
Sliding half a lunch.
I'm trying to decide whether I like you short.
I don't like
it doesn't
really
work.
In any sense.
It doesn't work.
It's so weird.
Yeah, short doesn't work for him.
I don't know how else to get down to the microphone here.
Why don't you
unhook it and pick it up?
Hold it.
Well, that's just...
Why don't you sing? Sing us a song, Mr. Piano Man.
That's kind of like the Freddie Mercury thing, right? It's like the half.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Remember in that movie where they just kind of like all just told you the things that happened in very uninteresting ways? And you're like, oh, good.
Because it's not a very interesting movie.
God, that's a horrible movie. So bad.
David Sampson also reviews movies.
And the other thing is, at the end of the interview, when he gave you the Michael Jordan quote-unquote retirement.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, I don't think he meant it like... I think he meant that Jordan, when Jordan first left the game, when his father died, I don't think he meant... Jordan was actually part of the grand conspiracy.
You don't think Reinsdorf told him something else about Jordan? Maybe he was wanted to share another conversation.
I
lifelong Knicks fan takes shot at Bulls. I mean, that was the headline in that conversation.
I didn't think of it that way.
I just think
we had a couple texters. How did you not follow up? He's talking about Jordan being suspended for gambling. Like, I don't think that's what he said.
He also has information on the second shooter from the grassy knoll.
Yeah.
Like that's David.
Yeah, either way, and he's got
just
Hunter
ask
Biden
him; he'll tell you.
He's been asked to investigate the Biden.
He's the whistleblower,
right. David Sampson. Yep. His information.
Which one though? Is the first one or the second one?
There are three or four now. I think
so.
Many whistles have been blown.
Many whistles. Well, we don't know. It's the same whistle. Everyone just taking a crack at the same whistle.
Shouldn't share whistles with strangers.
Yeah, it's bad for you.
David's
Legionnaires' disease.
You guys read, Mully, you read the tweets that Steve Stone offered. after your interview with, I think it was after the break or something.
Well,
like
we were
that.
Accused of not defending Stoney, but because he said,
but we told, to we told no, Samson. Samson was well aware of Stoney coming after him.
Yes, and he said he's an employee of the team.
Yeah.
I don't know what we were supposed to say to discount that, but Steve got very personal with him. Which is fine if he wants to.
Isn't that the reputation David Sampson has within baseball? Isn't that the reputation that he was that he had as
he does not have a good reputation
within
baseball.
Sampson's a Goliath within baseball.
just ask biblical. Him. He'll it's biblical. Tell you.
Well, I enjoy talking to him.
And he's a good talker.
I thought it was a good conversation.
And I'm not
going
to have you come in here and ruin our show by second-guessing it.
I'm not second-guessing it. I thought it was a delightful conversation.
That is Dan's responsibility.
I would have rather have spoken.
I liked two of the three of you talking.
I liked it. The thing is, when he finishes like that with the quote-unquote retirement, look, he's trying to drive viewership of his show, and he's putting his name out there. There's no downside for him whatsoever to be controversial or just keep saying his name, keep spelling it right.
We invited Jerry to come on.
Yeah, I was going to say, I would have preferred talking to him than David Sampson. But
maybe we should get Jack McDowell, but it's awful early for him when he's out on the West Coast.
Here's the fundamental problem with this tempest in a teapot that's really all very silly. Is that no one can try to finish second. Even if you wanted to, even if you said, we are going to finish second, that is going to be the goal. Tell me how you're going to do that. Tell me what the actual plan is would be to set about.
No, but it's a sort of a metaphor. I mean, it's like you're not trying to finish first.
Yes,
they are.
That's what you're missing.
But they were.
They were trying to finish second. Apparently.
But they did off.
It was better to finish second.
But saying finishing second is a really positive outcome for a lot of reasons is different than everything must be. You must engineer the machinery of your organization to do nothing but finish second.
Why are you defending the idea of not being competitive?
What do you mean?
Why are you defending the idea that it's a good thing to be second?
Because it can be a good thing to be second, but it doesn't mean you're not trying.
Why do you defend the idea that it's okay for an owner of a sports team to say we're not trying to win?
Because he didn't say that.
What did he say?
He said
offer the fans a carrot.
He said finishing
dangle the carrot.
No, but saying having finished second can be a really positive outcome.
Right, you're a Sox fan,
for
right?
a sports business.
But so what he's saying though, Dan, like is that you're always about everything
holding the cart and chasing after the carrot. What's
if
that
if
like?
Every decision you make is in theory bringing you closer to a championship,
correct? That's right.
Then. What he's saying is that what Reinsdorf, the advice he gave him was that's not necessarily the case. Not every move that you make has to be toward a championship. Just that being good enough to be interesting to get money out of your fans' pockets.
See, I don't read it that way because I think if you they're separate. They're not mutually exclusive because not reaching a championship is more likely than reaching a championship. Even if everything you do is with the goal of winning a title, it still can be that finishing second is a very positive business outcome.
What have you today?
We're busy today because we've got 5 hours of work to do here. Kevin Fishbane on the Bears beat at 10, midday midway at 10:40. Our QB1, Sage Rosenfels at 11, Paul Charchian at 11:20. The Blackhawks' Dylan Strome is going to join us at noon. Joe Sheehan will talk baseball at 1:20. And we've got two chances to win $1,000 cash with a lucky text.
It's
keyword.
Tuesday. Are you guys going to interview Joe Madden? Because Lawrence usually does on Tuesdays.
No, I don't think. Well,
Angel skipper Joe Madden?
Yeah, why not?
Phone calls made.
Have a good show, guys.
Thank you.
End the story.
I see you soon, baby.
I'm done.